This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Vince Quinn Show is not filmed before a live studio audience.
That is true. Vince Quinn with you on 94 WIP. And Colin Kaepernick's back. It's only a matter of time, I think, at this point. You look at what is going on right now. They've settled the collusion case. Not with Trump. We're not talking about the presidency right now. We're talking about a collusion case with Colin Kaepernick. And in that case, he's now been awarded, depending on the tweets that you read that are out there, all these vague reports, between $60 and $80 million. The NFL admitted fault to the point where they've paid Kaepernick $60 to $80 million for him being out of the league since the end of the 2016 season. So what that means, when I'm sitting here as an Eagles fan, is that he's available to be a backup quarterback. And you look at this, hey, we know in Philadelphia, better than anybody, the importance of a backup quarterback. We've seen everything that Nick Foles has done over the past 2 years. We saw the Super Bowl run. We saw the way that he handled everything when Wentz was out at the end of this season as well, the way he played in the playoffs. There's something to be said for a competent backup quarterback that can lead you to a Super Bowl. And what do you know? When you look at the resume of Colin Kaepernick, he's done that exact same thing. He's done that. Colin Kaepernick, when he was in San Francisco, was not a starter. That season where the 49ers made it to the Super Bowl, Alex Smith was the starter. And then Kaepernick took over, and they rode the wave. They rode the hot hand and got to the Super Bowl. And by the way, Kaepernick, a single questionable pass interference call away from being a Super Bowl champion. I mean, he was that close. We all know how questionable referees can be with a pass interference, and Kaepernick was one call, one blow of the whistle away from being his own Nick Foles before Foles did it. So we've seen all of this stuff. We know what it is. There is a guy out there right now on the market that fits that position. He's available. You look at the Eagles. They're a liberal organization. Let's be real about it. Jeffrey Lurie is a liberal guy. And for him to get players in the past and bring them in, he's had no problems with it. And if you would ask Jeffrey Lurie at any point of any of this, I would guarantee you he's never had a problem with Colin Kaepernick. Sure, it's caused some problems for the league, and that makes it a little bit messy for him. But for him personally, hey, do you have a problem with what Kaepernick did? I would guarantee you Jeffrey Lurie says no. He's totally supportive of everything that Kaepernick's done. And so when you look at the Eagles, they're a pretty natural fit here. You're talking about a team that has a starting quarterback with some injury issues. To me, they're a little overstated, but still, injury issues. And you're losing that Super Bowl-winning backup quarterback. The only other guy you have on the roster is Nate Sudfeld. I have no idea what to make of Nate Sudfeld. Do I trust Nate Sudfeld in any capacity? I don't think so. I'd like to see him throw a little bit. If he got into a game for some reason, I mean, fine. Ideally, it's a blowout. But still, I don't trust Nate Sudfeld with this team as the backup quarterback at this time. And so I look at Colin Kaepernick, and he's got all the things that I want in a backup quarterback. And when I realize that he's available and he's going to be on the market and his value is going to be really low, and you look at modern offenses. Modern offenses now are a dream situation for Colin Kaepernick. What is it all about? Spread the field, easy throws to the middle. I mean, that's what Colin Kaepernick would have to do in today's game. It's simple. It's easier to play quarterback than it's ever been. So for all those reasons, you look at Colin Kaepernick and say, man, this is a guy that could really do a hell of a job in a backup role for the Eagles. And when I've thought about all this stuff, that's where I went first. Just, this works. This makes so much sense. Kaepernick is a guy that I would love to bring in and have a part of this team. And then I thought about it some more, and I wasn't so sure. Here's the truth of the matter. Carson Wentz is our baby. He's our baby. Am I putting him at risk of dealing with Colin Kaepernick behind him? Am I having him deal with the circus that would come if Colin Kaepernick signed here? Not this year. No way. Not a chance. Not with Kaepernick's return. I can't do it. Because here's the thing. The amount of pressure that Wentz has had to deal with Nick Foles, has already been so crazy and so immense, and it's clearly damaged him a bit. We know that. He's talked about it. We've seen the reports. We know that Carson Wentz was different after what happened last season. It changed him. And as much as Nick Foles going away brings about an obvious need, is Colin Kaepernick really the guy to fill it in? Because you're getting a similar problem in a different way. You have a backup quarterback that's more popular than the starting quarterback and a large amount of people that would be interested in seeing him take Wentz's job, seeing him compete. Now, most of those people, as weird as it is, not really football people. A lot of people that are going to hop on the Colin Kaepernick should start bandwagon are going to be uninformed people on the outside that want to just write stories and get press questions out there for their own sake, for their own agenda, to try to get him in a starting gig. But you know what? They'd still be there. The press would still be there. They would be asking Wentz these questions. He would still have to deal with this pressure of a guy who hasn't even played in 2 years that's more popular than him. That's not a good way to go. Not for this year. If Colin Kaepernick had been in the league for a year or so and he had opportunities to just get everything over with, get all of the, oh my God, Colin Kaepernick's back and all those stories written, if it was a point in time where the shine had worn down and he became just another football player again, at that point, he's a dream situation and I would love to have him for all the reasons I said just a couple minutes ago. Colin Kaepernick, in a lot of ways, is a very appealing and exciting option as a backup quarterback. But the truth is, for this team right now, with Carson Wentz and the way that he's at, I'm not exposing him to any of this. I'm not putting him in any situation where I'm worried about the story becoming so big that it continues to haunt our franchise star quarterback. It's not worth it. There are other guys out there that you could get to be your backup quarterback that are going to be a better option than Colin Kaepernick. Again, it's sexy. It's fun. It's a crazy storyline. If I wanted to go the full radio route, and I could, I easily could, but if I wanted to, I would say that, yeah, Kaepernick's got to be the guy, and I want him here because it's just crazy coverage. What it would be here if Colin Kaepernick was on the team would be insane, and it would be easy for me to want that, to make it easier, whatever. That's not what I want. I want the team to win. I want them to be good. I want to see Carson Wentz be successful because I believe in this guy and I trust in this guy. And so if they were to go and sign Colin Kaepernick, is that the best thing for the Eagles? Is that the best thing for Carson Wentz? Is that the best thing to do in this one final season that you have before the Eagles have to pay Wentz all those major bucks? No, it's not. And so that's why when I think about this and I try to figure out, should the Eagles go and pursue Colin Kaepernick? Should they go and make that case? Colin Kaepernick, he got a deal from the AFL, or the AAF, excuse me. They offered him $20 million, reportedly. He's not making that in the NFL. He would never make that in the NFL today. It's just not going to happen. He's honestly probably more like $2 million. Even if you were to offer Kaepernick for $2 million, would I put him on this team? No, I wouldn't. Because he's not the best thing for the team right now. He's not the best thing for Carson Wentz. And so you got to move elsewhere. I don't want Colin Kaepernick on the Eagles. I don't want him to be the backup quarterback. Now is not the time. What do you think? 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T Verizon wireless cell phones. And in the same way and in totally different ways, it's the same reason that I don't want Antonio Brown here. Because for Antonio Brown, here's the problem with him. Antonio Brown is going to come in. He's a me guy. He's going to say, hey, it's me, me, me. Get me the ball. I need the ball. I'm the best here. And you know what? He is a great talent. But the Eagles don't work that way. They're not all about focusing on a single guy. Ertz got open a lot, and some of the things about him being targeted too much are totally overhyped. The numbers between Wentz and Foles are the same. But either way, you look at this team, and sure, you're going to have Alshon Jeffrey. You're going to have Dallas Goedert. You're going to have Zach Ertz. You can sign somebody else to be your number two receiver for a third of the cost that it's going to be for Antonio Brown, somebody that's not going to be a locker room problem. And so it's easy to say, you know what? I don't need the Antonio Brown fuss because he's going to be pushing Wentz to throw him the ball. He's going to be messing with the way Wentz processes things, and I don't need that. The Eagles don't work that way. It's not worth the risk. But all the same, it goes back to that idea that I got to protect Carson Wentz. I got to look out for this quarterback. I got to look out for the most important thing that this organization has. And as much as people are down on him right now, just wait. I mean, just wait. What Carson Wentz is going to be able to do next year, fully healthy, having that offseason to work and work with the guys, it's having the relief of not having Nick Foles in town, he's going to be way better. He's going to be way better. He's going to be just as good, if not better, than the 2017 season. People are going to turn their heads and say, oh, my God, you see that throw from Carson Wentz? Yeah, I knew it all along. No, you didn't. You thought that Foles should be the guy, but that's how it is for Wentz right now. And that's why I don't want to go through this whole thing again, as much as it's compelling. Nick Foles walking out the door, it does suck. It does suck to know that a competent, starting caliber backup quarterback is leaving your team. You want to keep those guys around. And so I want a good backup quarterback. But Colin Kaepernick is just not the guy. Not here, not now. Let's go to Simon in Philly. Simon, do you want Kaepernick on the team?
Yeah, absolutely, I do.
Okay, and why is that?
So I'm thinking because from a purely talent perspective, I think the biggest issue that we got going on right now hearing you talk is the slippery slope. It sounds like you're so concerned on with Wentz's mental state that it almost seems like it's at the detriment of the team. For example, you're mentioning about Antonio Brown, who's a phenomenal, undoubtedly phenomenal.
Yeah, he's been the best in the game for 7 years.
Share your sentiment. Don't.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I think many people share your sentiment where they say, look, we want to protect Wentz because he's going to be problematic in the locker room. Or if you get a Kaepernick in the locker room, it's going to be a media sort of hectic media storm. It's going to, you know, sort of impact Carson. I think at some point, and you really got to just question, does Carson even have a backbone for the NFL?
Yeah, he does.
Are, you know, a lot of people are giving him.
Here's the thing, because I get what you're saying, and it's a fair argument that if you're going to check out certain options, you're going to cross those off the list because of Wentz and where he's at, then yeah, it could hurt the team. And for right now, maybe it does. But here's the thing, is that the long-term investment and the potential for him to grow and establish himself is so great that I just got to bank on those things right now. And honestly, it might just take 1 year. It might only be 1 year where Wentz comes back, he looks amazing, he's healthy, and everybody's bought in again. And once that happens, then Kaepernick's not an issue. I'll take him then. But for now, I can't do it.
How about this? Last question, and I'll leave you with this, and perhaps it might be something worth discussing. When do you sort of draw the line of, hey, dude, to Carson, we did enough to protect you, your spirits, not your ego, but your pride and your mental state. At what point do you draw the line? I mean, your number, you know, is it 2 years from now? Is it, you know, after the contract signed? At what point do you say, hey, look, we're going to make these moves, and you're just going to have to suck it up and not let this sort of affect you? You know what I mean? Like, when's that time frame? When do you sort of?
Yeah, so I don't think much you need to. I think you just need to let a season ride. You just need to let him reestablish himself as one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. He's going to do it. And once that happens, everything's going to be fine because he's going to be one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. He's the unquestioned franchise guy. He's lived through Nick Foles. He's recovered from Nick Foles. And everything's good. But for now, it's not that simple. There's enough people in the city that want Foles. And then let's say that, okay, Foles is gone, and then Kaepernick comes in. A lot of the Foles crowd might just, by virtue of being sort of anti-Wentz, go to the let's get Kaepernick in there crowd. And it's just it's just an ugly. So those are the things that I worry about. And it is me being a little fussy. I'm a little protective of this guy. And Simon, I appreciate it. But that's what you got to be right now. I hate to say it, that's where we are right now with Carson Wentz. You got to protect this guy. You got to look out for him and what is going to make him the best quarterback you can be for the next 15 years. That's how long these guys are playing. He's what right now? 25 years old, right? 25, 26 maybe. Quarterbacks are playing till they're 40 and playing well into their 40s. And who knows how long they're going to play? I mean, these guys now, like Drew Brees is playing till his 40s, Tom Brady is playing to his 40s. And their early careers were the old NFL, the league where you could knock the crap out of quarterbacks, the league where the Tom Brady rule wasn't in place because Tom Brady hadn't been hit that way yet. So all of these different guys that went through more, had more damage done over the years, they're now able to play to a later age. We're seeing Eli Manning at 38, and Ben Roethlisberger still hanging in there at like 36, 37. These guys are still playing. What does it mean for Wentz? If he's healthy and protected for the next 15 years, I mean, he might play till he's 45. I know it sounds crazy, but that, like, who knows where the league's going to be, the status of and health of quarterbacks 20 years from now. I don't know, but he could really, like, that long in his career. So do everything you can now to right the ship. If only for the idea that you're going to contractually be so obligated to Wentz after this season that, you know, you got to be invested in him for the next 6 years. This is a big-time commitment we're talking with when it comes to Carson Wentz. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of cap dollars. It's the core of your organization. If you're a football fan, there's no single thing more important in this town than the development of Carson Wentz. And so if Colin Kaepernick jeopardizes that in any way, I don't take him. I don't sign him. I will sign somebody completely different. You know who I would rather sign right now? A million times I would sign him over Colin Kaepernick. I'd sign Ryan Tannehill. I would take Ryan Tannehill in a heartbeat. Veteran player, totally average. You put him in a good system. Can he win a couple of games? I totally believe that. Give me that guy. Because nobody's going to be clamoring for Ryan Tannehill to take Carson Wentz's job. He doesn't have that wow factor. He doesn't have that kind of name recognition. He doesn't have that kind of support or success. Kaepernick does. Kaepernick's been to a Super Bowl. He led a team to a Super Bowl. And so when you've got that kind of talent with as much charge behind him, just politically, emotionally, all those different things, is it a good idea to put him behind Carson Wentz? No, it's not. I wish Kaepernick's back in the league, and it seems like the tide has, well, it's not even that the tide has changed. He always should have been in the league and never should have left the league, but it seems like the league is recognizing they made a mistake because they just paid him $80 million, and they're going to let him back in, and, you know, people are just more conscious at this point. So I would assume that Kaepernick is going to get back in, but not here. Go anywhere else but here. I just don't want to see him backing up Carson Wentz. It's not worth it. Give me anybody else. So do you want Kaepernick on this team? 888-729-9494, #9494 is how you join the show. I'm Vince Quinn, by the way, and you can get me on Twitter at It's Vince Quinn. That's all one word, It's Vince Quinn. I've been running a poll, by the way, about this very question. Would you want Kaepernick as the Eagles' backup? And so far, I'm doing all right. 62% say no. So 62% are with me. 38% say yes. What about you? And, of course, when we get back, hey, it was Valentine's Day yesterday. And nobody knows love better than your boy. All right? I got this. I'm the master of love. Well, what was that show that Tim Meadows did? It was like, it wasn't The Love Guru, because that was the crappy Mike Myers movie, but he used to have that bit where Tim Meadows would give all sorts of love advice, and he had that kind of, I can't even try. The ladies' man, that's it. That's me. I'm the ladies' man. And so we'll talk about some love throughout the course of that. We'll talk about specifically some red flags that I've seen over the years, and I want to hear some red flags that you've got as well. So we'll be getting to that next. As well, again, I'm Vince Quinn on WIP. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.